Good morning and welcome to Niakati View. I'm Peter Newman. Leela Salmon has been on the Manzanita City Council for 10 years, one of the hardest working people in the north part of Tillamook County. We thought we'd have her in for a chat. Good morning, Leela.
Good morning, Peter.
10 years, besides the lavish salary and the town car that they provide for you, what prompted you to even to run for city council?
Well, I think I remember that far back. I was prompted by the fact that the previous mayor, Hugh McIsaac, had developed a citizens advisory committee of many people from the city and outside of the city, talking about what Manzanita needs or wants or what the future of Manzanita is. And in presenting the results of that survey to the current city council, it occurred to some of us that we would like to be on the city council. And so Linda Kozlowski, who was part of that citizens committee, and I sort of said to each other, if you will do it, I will do it. And we did. We ran for city council that year. I think there were six contestants for the council, and Linda and I got the top two votes, and we became city councilors, much to my surprise.
Is it a strange thing, though, because it's one thing to be active and involved and be on committees and the like, but as somebody who is elected and responsible for decision-making in any community, you know, here you are, you're at the grocery store, and somebody wants to come up to you and say, why did you take this position on that issue? Why put yourself out there for that sort of thing?
Well, that's why, because this is, and I must tell you, Peter, I've never done it before. I had done lobbying for certain issues that were crucial to me, that were important to me, but that's a very different experience. Being on the other side of the desk is you have to make decisions that will please or at least satisfy to some extent everybody. But this community is so lovely and so cohesive and friendly that it's a wonderful place to be on that side of the desk. And being in the grocery store or at the post office is part of the fun of it. I've learned so much and I've met so many good people and feel that, especially now that the city council is cohesive and caring about the community. Every one of us cares about the community and knows that the community itself is worth paying attention to.
Is there a particular voter position that you've ever taken that you just really agonized about?
The only one that has been more controversial than others is the current one, and it isn't a position that we as councilors have to take, that we have referred to the voters, and that's the one on whether or not there will be commercial sale of marijuana in Manzanita, and that will be coming up on the November election this year.
Well, then, let's take that one without even right now taking a position on it. Throw both sides out. What is the difficulty in a decision like that for you, or maybe should be for the voter?
We do have a medical marijuana facility, as you know. The decision was whether to allow the commercial use of commercial sale of marijuana in the city. The agonizing position was, do we as city councilors make the decision, or do we refer it to the voters? And we decided that the city of Manzanita, the citizens and voting citizens of the city of Manzanita, needed to make that decision as a whole.
And that will be a vote taken by the citizens of Manzanita then, with the
right in
outliers and non-incorporated people outside of Manzanita, will they, of course, can't
they
vote
will
in
be,
that.
They will be watching carefully.
They will.
Along with it happens to be at the same time as the presidential election, so I'm sure they'll be watching both of them very carefully.
Well, what do you think are some of the ongoing big issues? I imagine they relate to growth and quality of life issues.
They do, and the focus, one of the underlying tenets of the city is to keep Manzanita as a small village, a city with a village atmosphere that's family friendly. And with all due respect to our cities to the north, Cannon Beach and Seaside, it's a different kind of ambiance, and the small village atmosphere is very important to the current city council and, I think, to the citizens of Manzanita.
And yet balanced against that or with that is the
economy.
Need to economy and jobs and making sure that people here can make a living in our community.
Exactly, and that's always a delicate balance and something with which we struggle all the time. Because 74% of the homes in Manzanita are either short-term rental or second homeowners, the 24%, well, at 76%, I think, and the 24% of the permanent residents, of the homes that are owned by permanent residents, need to be aware of the fact that tourism is an important part of our economy and contributes to the economy and helps to keep the jobs and the economy going. So we have to pay attention to that delicate balance and try to find ways that we can support our local businesses through the shoulder and winter months.
By the way, our guest this morning on Neocony View is Leela Salmon. She's on the Manzanita City Council. You know, as you say that, Leela, it occurs to me that a large number of your constituents can't vote for you. They have vacation homes here. This is not their residence. So you have to not only address the needs of the voters, but people who do not vote for you.
And we try very hard to pay attention to their opinions. I think a good case in point is when we decided, I think about 6 years ago, to strengthen the short-term rental ordinance and to clean up some of the anomalies in it. We had 8 different town meetings, not town meetings, we met with the short-term rental managers, second homeowners, people who don't vote in the city. We met with all the people who might be concerned with that before we even started to write the ordinance so that people, all voices would be heard. And I think that's just one example of the fact that we do pay attention to the opinions of the people who don't have voting privileges in the city. The second homeowners in their water bill get a very extensive, informative newsletter in the water bill. You probably do too, living in Neocony, and talking about what's happening in Manzanita. And Jerry Taylor writes that with input from others, and Jerry Taylor is the city manager, and he does a very good job of trying to keep people informed, people who are not the voters.
Are the towns of North Tillamook County, Wheeler, Nehalem, Manzanita, are they growing?
I can't tell you about Nehalem and Wheeler. They are both smaller than Manzanita. Manzanita has 610, I think, voting residents, or permanent residents, I think. They're growing in that there is building development in all three cities every year. I don't think that they're growing as fast, particularly, as the big cities, as Portland.
What about the cooperation between these communities, the other two Wheeler and Halem. There's a cooperative fire and EMT program, police and so on. But on a political level and on coordination of growth and all the other issues that come up, do you coordinate at all?
I'm always amazed and in admiration of how well the governments get together. How when Shirley Kalkoven, the mayor of Nehalem, was alive, she and Gary Bullard instituted a mayor's coalition, and it's still continuing. And the mayors, there are in Tillamook County, there are seven cities, and all seven are in the north part of the county. And the mayors meet regularly to talk about common issues and cooperating with each other. And I think it speaks very well, not only of the mayors, but of how well these communities get along with each other.
Are there things about where you would like to see Manzanita or any of these communities go that that are sometimes that are all frustrating for you, or are you pretty optimistic in the path that our towns are taking in North Tillamook County?
I'm optimistic about them. I am in admiration of them. Some of the things that are problems to everybody, one in particular has to do with housing. And when we talk about housing, I think that people immediately leap to the fact about housing the homeless or affordable housing, which I far prefer to call housing for working families, because there is such a shortage of housing in the north part of the county and in the whole county that I've been told that some people who could take jobs in the county have not been able to find a place to live or rent, or affordable place to live or rent, and can't take the jobs. And this refers not only to low-income housing and entry-level jobs, but also to middle-level and executive jobs, that people who come here most willing to work are having trouble finding affordable housing.
And does any of that have to do with, you were talking earlier, with the idea that you've got the people with second homes, and the amount of money that they can get for renting their second home out as a vacation home or just keeping that home off the market? Does that have any connection to the high price of affordable housing, or the price of unaffordable housing?
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but that may be one of the factors. It is such an important issue countywide that the Board of County Commissioners are paying attention to it and considering it a priority problem. And in fact, there's a housing summit going to be in several places in the county. I think it'll be in North County on April 5th. There will be a summit for people to talk about the problems and the possible solutions for housing at every level.
Our guest this morning on Neocon View is City Council member of Manzanita, Lila Salmon. Lila, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking we're in the midst of this bizarre election year, certainly on the presidential level,
to say the least.
And it occurs to me that both in substance and style, substance being the issues that are talked about in the campaigns and style, the way that they are talked about, that what's happening on the national level seems to be so far removed from the experience of politicians who have to deal with state government and county government and local government. Do you feel that way, that what you are doing daily as a city council person is in a way more substantial than what is being talked about at the national level?
Well, it's certainly a lot more. It feels to me, being involved in it, it feels meaningful to me. Was it Tip O'Neill who said all politics is local? But there certainly is a lot of politics local. I would wish that the upper levels of state and national government could find ways to be as civil and cooperative and collaborative as our city council is. But something I personally feel that it's almost like an observer of the national scene. The people that I hear talking about the current candidates for president around it, the people that I hear around here don't seem at all like the people that I read about in the national media.
Exactly, yeah. And that there's also sort of a fact-free zone going on, where if you said something that was patently false, I think you'd be called on it, don't you think?
And that there, now you're going back to the grocery store and the post office. People would know how to talk to me and how to say what you said was wrong. On the national level and in the current climate, they're not listening.
What do you think? Where do you think we went off the rails? I know you're as an observer.
It's a very good question, and I can think back. The first presidential candidate I voted for was Dwight D. Eisenhower. And I've seen all the ups and downs of presidential elections, and I've never seen anything like this and what's going on, not only in the current run for election, but also what's been happening in Congress, where the parties are so divided that they can't even say civil words to each other. It's very sad to me.
Well, how does that work at the city council level? There can't be unanimity on every issue.
There is not.
And how, on a local level in the council, when an issue comes before, talk us through the process of working out what you can agree with, you can't, arriving at a solution.
Well, as you know, three councilors can't be talking to each other without calling it a public meeting and inviting the public. So we don't have as many informal get-togethers. But if there is an issue that promises some kind of dissension, we have a workshop. Workshops are open to the public. It's a sadness to me that more citizens don't take part, and they are well publicized. But it's also an indication that things are going well, that we don't have a lot of public input. When there is controversy, there is a lot of public input. But if there is any chance of misunderstanding or misinterpretation, we have a workshop to discuss the problem. And in the 10 years that I've been on the council, we have never had an issue that caused such dissension that we couldn't reach some kind of compromise.
See, that is such contrast to the prevailing attitude, maybe deserved, that, you know, the word politics and politician is a dirty word, and it really shouldn't be. It's public service.
It should be public service and statesmanship, and that's what we're missing on the national level. But and I think a lot of the credit, at least for the time that I've been on the council, has to do not only with Jerry Taylor, the city manager, who is a wonderful encyclopedia of information and keeps us on the right track, but especially to Gary Bullard, the mayor, who really knows how to convene people and to help them reach consensus.
That's a system that, in larger cities, tends not to take place, but in smaller communities, the idea of a city manager and a mayor. How does the division of responsibility go? Is it very clear what the city manager does and what the mayor does?
Well, the way Gary explained it to me just this morning was, Jerry's the CEO, I'm the president of the board. And I think that for people who know nonprofit management, that's a very good way of discussing it. And Jerry does have, he has worked under many mayors and done a good job under many mayors since this is my first time on the council with him and with Gary as mayor. It works extremely well to have Jerry he prepares things well. He gives us the information. He never gives his opinion I'm not sure I've ever heard him give on a major issue that needs decision making. He just gives us all the information and we make the decision.
Has there ever been a circumstance where something has come up where the council said, this is the direction we want to go, and the city manager has said, well, down here on the ground, that's not how it works. This won't fly. Or is it prepped ahead of time so that just doesn't come up?
The only way that he would say this won't fly is if he knows that it's going to be illegal, immoral, or fattening. that applies to something else, doesn't it?
I'm trying to think what it could be that's fattening that you might... Maybe food labeling laws or something like that.
No. If he says it will be illegal, or he may say, I will check this with the city attorney. But he usually has all the facts at his disposal. If we say, can't we do it this way, he may say, no, because it's illegal. But otherwise, he really... guides us in helping us make our own decisions.
Going back to something you said earlier about trying to make sure the character of the community stays small, village-like, if you will,
mm-hmm.
That must involve some real subjective choices, because it would be easy enough to have a piece of legislation that says you can't have a fast food place here. That seems pretty straightforward. But what if you have a restaurant or a business that has a facade that isn't quite in keeping? You know, there are subjective things involved.
Yes, there is a planning commission with its own ordinances that people who want to build that facade have to come before the planning commission. It has to meet all city codes and our building ordinances about height and setback from the street and parking and all of those things. And then if it meets all planning requirements, there is also a design review to be sure that it's in keeping with the ambiance of the city. And if the individual applying for that is not happy with it, then that individual has an opportunity to appeal to the city council, appeal the planning commission's decision. I think that has happened only twice in the 10 years that I've been on, because the planning commission is very clear and the ordinances guiding building are very clear.
So what's Manzanita going to look like in 10 years, do you think?
I had a conversation about that this morning, and it's very difficult when you care so much about your lovely city and community, and when you want to guide what it's going to look like 10 years. It's very difficult to say, it may be different, but I can't control it.
Yeah, I was going to say, as I asked that question, I'm thinking to myself that some of the most enjoyable places on Earth weren't planned as such. They happened organically. And yet you don't want it to be a free-for-all, or else you have Houston, perhaps.
Right.
With all due respects to the citizens of Houston. But so it's got to be kind of a little bit of a juggling act to both plan and allow for organic things to happen as people use a space.
And we do our best by guidance and by ordinance to ensure the fact that Manzanita will maintain its quaint village atmosphere and be a place for families to create and recreate without being a free-for-all.
I'm curious about one more thing, and that is that you come from the East Coast, New York State.
I do. I started in Boston.
Boston, okay. Better still. Oops. No offense to anyone in New York State, although it's a great, great place, as is Boston. But, New England and the East Coast. The West Coast, particularly the Northwest, I think, has a different style, certainly a different communication style.
People here are polite, especially in contrast to, again, with all due apology, to... There's a different style of politics. There's a different style of communication. People in the East are more blunt and direct. People in the West are more caring and laid back. And there are pros and cons for both of that. When in New York politics, when people say things, you know exactly what they meant. But it's usually blunt. People here are much softer in their approach. So sometimes you don't always know exactly what they meant. But it's certainly a lot easier to get along with people here.
Does that slow things down a bit sometimes?
I think it does. It slows things down a bit. But what I found in New York politics was that there are so many layers of ordinances and we never did it that way before. And so it's harder to change things and get things done. In contrast, Oregon is still much more of a pioneering state than most of the New England states. So there is more opportunity to create things and get good things done.
And I imagine those conversations in grocery stores are a little bit more more direct and maybe perhaps a little more hostile as well.
Yeah, I found that in New York there was a lot more hostility, but I enjoyed working. I was on the other side of the desk with the legislature in New York, so I was always campaigning for single issues.
Well, Lila Salmon, it's a delight to talk to you on the City Council in Manzanita. And thank you for your years of service. Much appreciated from all of us, whether we had the opportunity to vote in Manzanita or not. Thank you.
And thank you, Peter.
And we will see you again next month on Neah County View.